Welcome to ChatGPT Curious, a podcast for people who are, well, curious about ChatGPT. I'm your host, Dr. Shantae Cofield, also known as the Maestro, and I created this show to explore what ChatGPT actually is.
Really, though, are the files in the computer?
How to use it, and what it might mean for how we think, work, create, and move through life. Whether you're skeptical, intrigued, or already experimenting, you're in the right place. All that I ask is that you stay curious. All right, let's get into it. Hello, 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 my curious people, and welcome to episode 7 of ChatGPT Curious. I am your grateful host, the Maestro, and today we are talking about what AI is, right? Artificial intelligence. What actually is it? AI is a term that we hear literally every moment of every day, right? Everything right now is powered by AI and fueled by protein. Every fucking thing. So I wanted to take some time and use this episode to define and perhaps more appropriately explain what AI actually is. And, you know, maybe this is a topic that is more so for me and my own curiosity, but number one, y'all are dope. Thank you for the reviews and the shares on social. Keep them coming. I fucking love them. But y'all are dope and people like us do things like this. And so I have a feeling that if it interests me, it will interest at least some of you. And number two, one of my goals with this podcast is to create informed consumers. And knowing what AI actually is will make you a more informed consumer. Right? I know that I can get somewhat technical with these episodes. A good friend of mine, Diana, maybe she's listening to this, probably not. She listened to episode 1. I play volleyball with her. And she was just like, I listened to it in the car the other day. And she's like, you lost me. Like, you absolutely lost me. And honestly, I'm okay with that. Because number one, literally, however you say it, inclusive here, right? The first thing I said in that episode of episode 1 was to go try ChatGPT first. I was like, go play around with it and then come back and listen to this episode. And, you know, obviously if you're listening to it in the car, then you're like, but I'm driving, I can't. But I did say this. I said, go try it first. It will make more sense if you try it first. She didn't do that. And number two, the reason I'm okay with her saying that she lost me is because exposure is still beneficial, right? She said she was lost, but she was able to say it's math. It's math and you lost me. And that's a fucking win, right? That is a big win. If you're able to say to me, okay, well, it is math. Huge win. It's not magic, right? The file's not just inside the computer. It's math. Cool. That's a great starting point. That is a win. So if this is you, if you listen to episode number 1 and you were like, I'm fucking lost, soft suggestion, go listen to that episode again, right? I do this myself with, there's a podcast I listen to, Eat, Train, Prosper. It's a fitness podcast. And I've been listening to those episodes over and over again, like multiple times because I'm like usually lifting while I'm listening to them. And so I kind of miss stuff. But I'm like, if I want to learn this or like really want it to sink in, I got to hear it multiple times, right? So number one, if you want, soft suggestion, go listen to that episode again. Number two, consider subscribing to Curious Companion, right? That's the companion newsletter that I have for this podcast. Maybe in this case, you can read what I'm explaining, and perhaps you're more of a visual learner, you know, visual processor. So reading it could be much better for you. Third option, if you're feeling lost, is to reach out. Reach out with those questions. Text me 310-737-2345. It will be me. It's not a robot. It's not AI. It will be green, though, because it is my sideline. You can DM me at the Movement Maestro, or you can submit a question through the website. I will put that link in the show notes. All right. So let's get into the main part of the episode here, the main topic, and let's create some informed consumers and talk about what AI actually is, right? What is the definition of AI? And I learned that I need to specify this because I put a question box up and I said, you know, would this be really helpful? I'm doing some research for the podcast. Can you finish this sentence for me? Can you finish this sentence for me? AI is, and then finish that sentence. And people hit me with how AI makes them feel. And I was like, this is not wrong, but this is not what I'm looking for, right? So I'm going to do the same for you right now. I want to make this podcast somewhat pseudo interactive. And so I'm going to ask you that question. And again, I am looking for the definition. I want you to define what AI is, artificial intelligence. What is it? All right, so I'm going to give you a moment and I want you to complete the following sentence. AI is. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. 10 seconds left. Okay, that was 30 seconds. So there's a good chance. I wasn't joking. Like, I really want you to think about, I want you to define it. If you actually did it, there's a good chance that you, like most people and like me, before you did all the research for this episode, maybe said something like, AI is, I have no fucking clue. I don't have words. AI is technology that knows stuff. AI is technology that can do things on its own. AI is smart technology. AI is robots that can do stuff. AI is computers, right? Some of the you know, so there were some folks in my question box that responded, and they responded outside of like feelings about AI, and some of them wrote, AI is a word and idea generator, aka what they think ChatGPT is. And then my girl Jackie Fenton, she's married to Michael Fenton, and apparently he is what she calls an engineered. And I'm like, can I do that too? That sounds dope. And she wrote, AI is algorithms designed by engineers to solve a multitude of problems. Yes, there we go. Yes. But this is why I wanted to do this episode. Like, how are we going to be informed consumers when we don't even know what it is? One person, I had a lot of responses. That was like a lot of responses on that. And so if you were one of those people, thank you. It ended up being kind of a fun, inadvertent, unexpected kind of like social experiment, which I'm going to talk about a little bit. But circling back to my where I was about to get excited about this is, how are you going to be informed consumers if we don't even know what AI is? Can't even define it. How are we going to know if we're getting swindled? How are we going to know if things are legit or if they're just hype? Right? How are we going to know these things if we don't know what it is? How can we approach it objectively if all we have are emotions around it? And probably 97% of the responses that I got to those question box were about how people felt about it, which I understand. It's because like they misunderstood what I was saying. And I got a fucking smart audience. If you're listening to this, I know you're a smart person. Love this. All right. Intelligence comes in all different forms. And one of them we're talking about right now is artificial intelligence. But I got a smart audience. And so people are kind of going with this deeper meaning. And I was like, no, I just want you to like define it. But what I received was people's emotions around it. And again, it proved to be a fun accidental experiment. But the responses were largely saying things like scary. AI is scary. AI is overwhelming. AI is the death of humanity. AI is the devil. AI is destructive. AI is making humans dumber, right? There were a good amount of negative emotions, which is fine, right? There were some positive ones too, but it was largely negative. And to, you know, what I take away from that, and what I didn't even really anticipate the episode going in this direction, but I was like, I got to kind of change this and address this is, it's fine to have those negative feelings, but how are you going to fight something if you don't know what it is? How are you going to challenge something if you don't know, if all you know, rather, is that you hate it? How are you going to change something if all you know is that you're scared of it? And in that vein, in that line of thinking, are you scared of the technology or are you scared of the people in charge of the technology? Different things. Or is it both? That's fine. You don't have to be a binary here, but like I want curiosity, right? So let's get some understanding. Let's get some informed consumers here. A very colloquial definition that I came up with for AI, me and my buddy Chat came up with this, is AI is software that can guess, right? AI is software that can guess. A bit more nuanced of a take would be AI is software that can make guesses based on a pattern map that it has created. Perhaps you're hearing that and thinking, what in the actual fuck? What did you just fucking say? And this is another huge reason why I wanted to do this episode, right? To me, just like my friend Diana walking away from the first episode with the ability to simply say, ChatGPT is math, I'm fine with that. If all you're able to take away from this episode right now is AI is software that can guess, I am happy. I am big, big happy, because that means that you're not thinking that it's, you know, a machine that understands the world and it can act independently and make decisions and complete tasks like a human, because that's not what it is. That we are so far from that, and we're going to talk about that at the end of the episode. We are so far from that, right? AI is software that can guess. So Let's give some examples, right? Some common things that are that you probably encounter in your day-to-day that are AI and some things that are not AI. So things that are AI, meaning they're guessing. Your Instagram For You feed, that uses AI. I mean, I talked about this in episode 3. We're talking about the environment, that the majority of these data centers are actually being taken up by recommender systems, right? So your Instagram For You feed, it is simply guessing which posts will keep you scrolling, and then it puts that in front of you. It's AI. Gmail Smart Compose, we don't even want that shit. I know none of us want that shit, but it is guessing the next words in your email. Grammarly and Modern Spell Check, right? They are guessing grammar fixes and rewrites using language models, right? Large language models, LLMs. Google Home, right? The speech to intent feature, meaning you can talk to it. I fucking love Google Home. I love it. I got my whole house wired with it, right? That uses voice recognition, right? That is AI. It uses neural nets to transcribe speech and guess what you mean. That's AI. Spotify recommendations, similar to Instagram For You feed, it's guessing what song you want next, right? What song you want to hear. Your iPhone Face ID, it's guessing the pixels in front of the camera to match your face print. It is math. It is AI. Things that are not AI, right? Old school spell check, that was just matching, right? That was checking your word against the dictionary. Google Calendar reminders, that's a simple rule. Ping me at 2 p.m. It's not AI. It's not guessing. Email autoresponders, also not AI, like the classic ones. That's just sending a pre-written reply, right? When you're just like, I'm out of office. Right? There's no inference, what's called inference, which comes from the word inferring, which we're going to get to in a different episode, actually. I was going to go down that rabbit hole in this episode, but there's just too much. I wanted to talk about what it actually means to understand and to reason and logic and inferring and inference, but too long. But suffice to say, I spoke about this in a previous episode, when you're actually using an LLM, when you're actually using ChatGPT, it's called inference, and it comes from the word inferring. And again, tech people aren't the best at naming, and so they didn't go with inferring, they went with inference, but AI infers things, okay? So the smart lights, I just installed one, actually. That's not AI, right? They're running on a schedule, it's not AI. That's automation, but it's not artificial intelligence. Google Home carrying out or actually doing, executing the commands, that is also automation, like turning the light on once it knows your intent. That is not AI. It understanding you, the voice recognition portion, that is AI, right? So we have automation layered on top of AI, but the actual carrying out of it, that is not AI, right? So again, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. The very colloquial definition that I came up with for what AI is software that can guess. A bit more nuanced here would be software that can make guesses based on a pattern map that it has created. There is absolutely a lot of potential here with AI, right? And it can already do some really cool things, but it's also math. Double also, this term AI, it is a kitchen sink marketing term that is simply or seemingly used to sell more shit, right? As opposed to informing you about the thing's actual capabilities. Like AI, AI, you don't even know what the fuck that means. Now we know it means software that can make guesses, right? What we should be concerned with is like, can it actually do it? How well is it guessing? So a little bit of background about the term AI, because why not? AI, again, it stands for artificial intelligence, and that term was first used in 1955, wow, by one of the founding figures of computer science, John McCarthy. No worries, there is no test on this, just spitting, just spewing things out here, right? Just spitballing. John McCarthy co-authored a proposal for the Dartmouth Summer Research Project on Artificial Intelligence, and that would take place in 1956. It's like a 13-page proposal. You can read it online. Which is actually pretty cool. Maybe I will link it in the show notes. But the actual proposal, right, in the text, one of the things that was written there, it said, the study is to proceed on the basis of the conjecture that every aspect of learning or any other feature of intelligence can in principle be so precisely described that a machine can be made to simulate it. right? So this term intelligence, it wasn't about claiming that machines like had minds. It was more of a bet, right? More of a bet that if you could describe human intelligence precisely enough, machines could imitate it, right? Worth noting, these motherfuckers, they needed money. They needed funding, right? So intelligence sounded bold. It sounded futuristic. It was fundable. Calling it something like automated reasoning, not sexy. Or statistical pattern recognition, double not sexy. It wouldn't have drawn the same attention in 1956. It wouldn't have drawn the same attention now. Right? So there has been a marketing angle to this naming since day one. Also worth noting, the term was contested even back then. Some of John McCarthy and his cronies the research project, right? Some of their peers, they were like, nah, man. They preferred terms like complex information processing. But again, artificial intelligence stuck because it was punchy, right? Marketing and messaging and money, the same things we see today. Lastly, there was definitely some usage of this to like kind of signal a break or like a change in things. So before Dartmouth and that proposal, work that was done in this field was called like cybernetics, which I think is like such a cool fucking name. But like this, you know, we come up with a new name to try and indicate that we're doing something different, something new. Right? We're rebranding it. Artificial intelligence gave it a fresh identity and made it sound like something new, right? It was a rebrand. So there's a lot of messaging and marketing around this term, and there still is. That's why it's just thrown around. And if you go and listen to any podcasts and things like that, and you're, you know, I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube, like that word is, the people that are speaking, oftentimes they get asked, like, what does AI mean? And people will laugh because they're just like, yo, this is like a kitchen sink term. It's like an umbrella term. It's a, you know, whatever words you want to use to talk about, like, it's like a catch-all thing that isn't like so clearly defined. And it's like, yeah, it becomes a lot about marketing. And so it's like, what is actually going on? Present day, we do have official bodies that have come up with like official definitions, whether or not people are actually using them, but like they've come up with them. So we have two organizations. We have the OECD, which is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. That's an intergovernmental organization. It has 38 member countries. It's based in Paris. And yes, the United States is part of this, right? Believe it or not. The other one is NIST. That's the National Institute of Standards and Technology. It's a U.S. federal agency that's part of the Department of Commerce. How long this shit's going to be around with this fucking Trump administration? Fuck Trump, by the way. Who knows, right? But suffice to say, there are bodies out there, governing bodies that are, you know, have definitions for this. And so the OECD 2024 updated definition reads, an AI system is a machine-based system for explicit or implicit objectives. Excuse me. I'm going to start again. An AI system is a machine-based system that, for explicit or implicit objective, infers from the input it receives how to generate outputs such as predictions, content recommendations, or decisions that can influence physical or virtual environments. Different AI systems vary in their levels of autonomy and adaptiveness after deployment. So let's back it up for a second, because I don't want your head to fucking explode. Very colloquial definition that I came up with that works, is correct, is software that can guess. A bit more nuanced is software that makes guesses based on a pattern map that it has created. But what I want to highlight from the OECD updated definition is the part where it talks about autonomy and adaptiveness after deployment, right? There's varying levels of autonomy and adaptiveness after deployment. This is what we're really being marketed right now, especially when you hear the word AI agents or agentic AI. I first spoke about this in episode 4, where I introduced those terms, just so, you could be exposed to it and start to get familiar with them. Because look, they're back again, and they're going to keep coming back. Right, this is the thing that's really being pushed now, agentic AI or agents. All right, so I will link episode 4, but an agent, right? An AI agent is AI that doesn't just answer questions. It can do stuff for you. It can book a meeting. It can buy something. It can send a text. Right, you give it some guardrails and it figures out how to do the other things. Right, so you're going to spend less time telling it exactly what to do. Right? The translation there is AI that has some autonomy. The example here, right? An example that could relate to a lot of my folks if you're in the, you know, online business space. You could say, right? You could literally say it to your AI, or you could say it to, you could type it in to ChatGPT, something like that. And with an agent and with agentic AI, what would happen is you could say, help me prepare for my podcast guest next Thursday. That's all you would say. And the AI agent would be connected to your email and your calendar, and it would go and find the booking. It would scan past emails that you've had with that, you know, interactions you have with that guest. It would pull their bio from your files. Obviously, then it would have to have access to, you know, a storage source like Drive or Dropbox, wherever those files would be. It would suggest interview questions based on recent news. It could block the time on your calendar so that you could prepare. And you wouldn't have to walk it through each step, right? It would handle the research, the scheduling, and organization for you. That's a lot of shit. Sounds amazing. But when we take a moment and we come back to reality and we say, hey, this is all based on math and probabilities and algorithms and guessing, suddenly it's like, holy shit, that's pretty complex. Can it actually do that? Not really. No, we're starting to see, you know, progress being made toward this, but we're also seeing just how brittle these systems are, especially as task complexity rises and subsequently how performance drops off and it can't complete the task, right? The translation here, AI and agents, AI agents or agentic AI, it can do some cool shit, but we are not nearly as close as the AI marketers and the AI stands would have you believe. The next level of this, right, the next level of autonomy would be AGI. That's artificial general intelligence. Again, I want you to just be familiar with these words and have heard them. This is kind of like the holy grail of what's, you know, being chased right now, like by these bigger companies. And we are even farther from that, like decades upon decades away from that. AGI, for my old heads out there, is Skynet. Right, if you saw Terminator, Skynet, that's what we're all worried about. That's AGI. AGI, again, stands for Artificial General Intelligence. It is AI that can understand, learn, and perform any intellectual task that a human can across different domains, not just the narrow things it was trained on. Right? AGI is the sci-fi version that, you know, of AI that people picture. It's Skynet. Right? It's one system that can learn and reason about pretty much anything and act the way that a human can. We're not there. We're so far from there. So far from there. Okay. What is my point with all of this? What is my point with this episode? Reminder, a very colloquial definition that we came up with for AI, me and chat, is software that can guess. A bit more nuanced software that can make guesses based on a pattern map that it has created. AI, artificial intelligence, is math. I also think it's overhyped. I'd go back to episode 4. I talk more about that. Right? But you are going to continue to hear this term, AI, 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 more and more. Everything is being stuffed with it. We want less of it. It's like, fucking stop. It's too much. Right? Everything's powered by AI and fueled by protein. Right? For what it's worth, like what is actually happening when a lot of these things are saying that they have, you know, AI and AI has been integrated, it usually means that now that software understands natural language inputs, meaning you could just like type like a normal person's like regular sentences. You could say something, type something in regular words and just speak and you'll get an output, right? It can quote unquote comprehend what you're saying, right? It can, if you go back to episode 1, you will learn, I talk about this, how it works via tokens, the fact that it's going to generate that an output from that, and it's based on math, based on predictability, probability. It's predictive and it's based on probability, right? But for what it's worth, when we hear or read that it's like, oh, it's got AI now, it's usually what it means is that for most of these things, it's that, you know, it has like an LLM, large language model, wrapped into it somehow, and now it can understand natural language. That's the main thing. But the thing that I really wanted to focus on when you see this, when you read this, is two parts here. Does it actually fucking work is really the main thing, right? I want you to be more concerned with, can it actually do the thing that it claims to do? But if you want to know more about, like, is this thing AI? Or if you want to kind of just the things you're already using, like, is this AI? Is it not? Just go ask ChatGPT. I did that a bunch for this episode. Super helpful. Go and ask it. Is this, and it'll tell you, nope, yes, and it'll tell you why. All right, there's different types of AI. And I didn't really want to go into depth so far. I didn't want to go so in depth with this episode. But suffice to say, AI is software that can guess. If you want to dive deeper, or you want to kind of understand the stuff that you're already using and be like, is it automation or is it actually AI? And is this thing guessing, or has this just memorized something? Is it pulling from that? Those are different things, right? This ability to guess, and this you know, quote unquote nuance is what we'll call it. It's actually amazing, right? It is pretty remarkable. Facial recognition software, that's it. That is AI. And you want that because that's going to allow, with facial recognition, we want something that is going to be able to be probabilistic, and it's going to be able, based on algorithms, and it's going to allow for nuance and change, because I want it to be able to recognize a face that has a shadow on it, or that has smiled, or has turned in a different direction. If it was memorizing something of like the eye distance and the nose distance, as soon as you go to like turn your face, or it's like a shadow gets cast across that face, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't match up, right? So that's why we need this more advanced AI. So it is really cool. I'm not here to like downplay and be like, AI is dumb and whack. I just want you to understand what it is, right? AI is math. AI is math. I want you to understand, at least at a very rudimentary level, what's going on under the hood, right? From a general perspective, it's math, again, so that you can be an informed consumer. I want you to understand that it is software that guesses. It's not a machine that understands the world and can act with independent agency and, you know, making decisions and completing tasks like a human would. I want this so that you're less scared. That was like the number one thing that was said in my DMs. AI is scary. AI is scary. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. Let's address this. Right? When you understand what's going on, you're less likely to buy into the media, you know, mainstream media shit, and the fear or the buzz, you know, either direction, that mainstream media is creating. How are you going to fight something that you don't know what it is? How are you going to challenge something if all you know is that you hate it? How are you going to change something if all you know is that you're scared of it? All right? We can do better. We can get curious, and we can go into some deep dives, and I'm happy to lead the charge. All right? So real quick, before I wrap it up, how I used ChatGPT recently. I alluded to this earlier in the episode. Obviously, I used it to help me with this episode. But I also used it to remove the like casing on the bulkhead light fixture that's outside in my yard area. And I used it to look up what light bulb to get for it. So I didn't know how to like get the fucking cover part off. So I just took a picture of it and I literally just asked ChatGPT. I was like, how do I get this thing off? And it said what it was. It's like, it looks like a bulkhead. Here's what we think. Here's what I think. And it linked me to Reddit and YouTube and like some how-tos. Of note, I do have to do some a little bit more additional searching from this. I wanted like a schematic of this actual exact light. And I'm like, can I find this online? Which it can help you do. So I could see, I'm like, okay, I have to like just pry this thing off. I didn't want to break it. And then it uses these like teeny ass light bulbs. Like not super teeny, but they're not normal size. But I wanted an LED one and I wanted a smart one. Which we know, just the actual execution, that is not AI. But if I'm going to use Google Home and use my voice, it interpreting what I'm saying, that is AI, right? But I wanted an LED one and I wanted it to be a smart bulb. But I needed it to be like this small, like weird size. And so it suggested a flat bulb, which I had like never heard of or seen. And it also suggested an LED stick light bulb. And I was like, oh, never heard of this. Cool. And it saw the specs. Like I just took a picture of the light bulb, and so it knew the specs that I needed. I did, however, do the shopping on Google because it's easier to browse there, which I think is like worth noting because, you know, I've talked about in previous episodes what I think ChatGPT is going to do to search. And if you want a specific answer, and I was like, what is this? How do I take this fucking light thing off? I want a specific answer. ChatGPT is great. That's why I use that. When you want options, for me, Google's still a bit easier to like scan through and be like swiping through. I've used it to try and like shop and find things, but I don't always love what it turns up. It you know, it's just not that great yet. And part of it's maybe what I'm putting in. But Google, because, you know, Google wants you to buy. And we can go to that rabbit hole and whether or not Google's actually losing money to ChatGPT, which I don't think they are yet because you're not like buying things. Either way, we'll go into that another episode. But suffice to say, I used it to take the front part off of the bulkhead and to change the light and to get an order a new light. So that was cool. That is all for today. Hopefully you found this episode helpful. I know I got a little bit passionate and I'm not sorry about it. But if you did find it helpful, consider sharing it with somebody who you know who's curious about ChatGPT or perhaps someone who's scared of AI. Right? Let's get curious. Do not forget, I also have that companion newsletter, The Curious Companion, that drops every Thursday that is basically the podcast episode in text format. So if you prefer to read or you just want, you know, the written record of things, join the newsletter fam. We'd love to have you. Head to chatgptcurious.com/newsletter, or you can check out the link in the show notes. It'll always be there. And you can sign up there. So as always, for real, folks, as always, I am super, super, super endlessly appreciative for every single one of you. ChatGPT in my head. Until we chat again next Thursday, stay curious.